Our theme tonight is Let Us Pray. There's several reasons. First, of course, is we had a Supreme Court decision that now says local towns can elect to use prayer before the opening of a meeting. I think that's a great decision. I'm a believer that the Declaration of Independence says that our freedom comes to us by divine authority. So I always welcome any opportunity to invite the divine in, particularly in a governmental situation. But there's another feeling I have very strong feelings about, which is, you know, local officials need to be able to decide with local populations to decide and control much more locally, including whether or not they, you know, and how they want to run the town. So the idea of the federal government telling a group of elected officials and the people in a jurisdiction how they should run their meetings to me is deeply offensive. So, you know, I think that's all best left to local control. Second, as we look at our current circumstance, I find the most productive thing I can do in many situations is to pray. And so I do. I just drove from Tennessee to the Ozarks, to Texas, through New Mexico and Arizona, over to Palm Springs, and then up through Pasadena to San Francisco. And as I watch the land just become more and more dry from drought, I assure you I was inspired to do a lot of praying without ceasing. You can do a lot on the interstate. But whatever's happening, please realize you and I are not helpless. Even if we don't have time or money or ideas to give, we can always say a prayer. And I have certainly believe, and I have certainly seen it happen, that when enough people start to pray, miracles do happen.